Hi, welcome to the I Call You Blessed podcast. Now, let's get into today's word with Pastor Hector Soto.
I'm super excited because this isn't over yet. Come on, somebody. Miss Betty is going to be bringing a powerful word, and we're believing God is going to do a mighty work. Listen, He is restoring us.
I just flew in from Myrtle Beach. We did a 6 days over there of a deliverance workshop. Saw many people set free that didn't even know they were bound. And a lot of times the familiar spirits are so familiar, you don't even know it's a spirit. And your soul and your body is where those demonic entities will attack. And I've been working in the deliverance ministry for many, 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 many years. Just got back from Boston, and we dealt with more witches and warlocks and wizards and druids than you could imagine. And so I'm very thankful. The ministry of deliverance has gotten such a bad rap in the church, but it's such a ministry. It's the first sign of a believer that we will cast out demons. And we don't have to be afraid of demons. They are all defeated. But I am telling you, if you don't kick them out, they don't go anywhere. You will be participating in your own freedom. This is freedom in the soul and freedom in the body. You know, demonic activity can hit your body and it's called sickness. It can hit your mind and it's called bondage. And in the name of Jesus, I notify every demon under the sound of my voice. You hear me? In the name of Jesus, we're coming after you today. You've come after us, but today we are coming after you in the name of Jesus. And you will bow your knee. When the commands are given, you will loose your hold. The stronghold will pour down in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus, by the living word of God. We are the sons of God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. And we are the devil's master. We tread upon serpents and scorpions. We move mountains in Jesus' name. Today, we will walk out of here freer than we walked in. I thank you, Lord, for the demonstration and the power of the Holy Ghost. We are going to turn some tables over today. We're going to remove bondages today in the mighty name of Jesus. I wake up every demon that's under the sound of my voice. You come out of hiding in people's souls, in their emotions, in their personality, in their mind, in their will, in their intellect. You come out of hiding in their bodies. I command you now, you get up, you line up in order of your rank. Right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Now everybody take a deep breath. Take another one. In the name of Jesus. There is power in this house. There are angels in this house. We are the highest spiritual being in this room. There is no spiritual being higher than we are in this room. There's no angel and there's no demon higher than the Son of God. We are sons and daughters of God. And we're going to take authority over some wicked spirits today. They could have come down through your bloodline. They could have come on something that happened to you as a child. Demons don't wait till we're 21. Demons don't wait till we're 21. They start when we're young. They start tormenting, making you afraid. Maybe you were raped. Maybe you were molested. Maybe all your life you wanted to die, and you never knew why. Maybe there was witchcraft in your bloodline, and you've never come against it. You have never evicted the demons in your mind or the demons in your body. That's where demons attack. But today, we are. Y'all get ready. Say, I'm ready. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Y'all may be seated. Hallelujah. You can turn the lights on. Thank you, Brother Isaac. Thank you for those in the sound booth back there. It plays a great part in the service. And if somebody could help me. And Bobby, if you could set your alarm on your phone for about 35 minutes. We're going to take a break after 35 minutes. This is, I've asked the Lord how he wants me to. Yeah, if y'all could just. I'm going to get, that's good right there. So I can just reach back and grab it. And I would like for every family at least to have this. And if y'all could move up, here's some seats right here. The reason I do this is when you start a deliverance workshop, you normally have deliverance. Okay? And I need to be able to get to y'all. Just find a seat that you're comfortable. I know some people aren't comfortable on the front row. Get comfy. Okay, and if somebody would help me hand these out. This will help it go faster. Just one, you can share. I don't know that I have enough for everybody. This is going to be a workshop type forum. It's very effective in deliverance. Everybody here is ready. If you could come up to this row right here. The Lord spotlighted you to me, and I want to make sure I can get to you. Deliverance can happen instantly because they're already nervous. Some of you could already have a headache. Maybe you didn't walk in with it, but you're now headachy. Some of you could be nauseous. Because we have already stirred the demons up. Some of you may feel like you want to just lay on the floor and go to sleep. It's hard for you to stay awake. These are all oppressive spirits. They're so familiar to us, we don't even realize they're spirits. Most people don't realize. A spirit of infirmity attaches to your body because you feel like it's just your body. You don't even know it's a demonic spirit that has attached itself to your body. You just think you're having a series of bad days. You're just tired all the time. You don't feel like doing anything. All you want to do is go to bed. You don't even realize that a spirit of depression or oppression has attached itself on some level. You know, the church as a whole does not bring teaching like this in. Thank you, Pastor Hector and Anna. For allowing me to come in. I've had many pastors say, Betty, I'd love to bring you in, but you're going to create a mess, and then I'm going to have to clean it up. Apostle Eddie has always said, deliverance will clear a house or fill a house. I believe when we're baptized in the Holy Ghost, we bring in the supernatural realms of God. Deliverance brought into a house will bring revival. It will bring a revival so fast, you won't be able to build the building fast enough. When we start compelling people to come in, and we go out on the streets, and we bring in the prostitutes, and we tell them Jesus loves them, we go get the witches. Every time that our boots on the ground go out, they pray for witches. And the witches let them pray for them. They tell them about Jesus, how much Jesus loves them. I drove up to my church Wednesday night, and there was a dead black cat right in front of the door. And I said, scoop that thing up and go throw it away. Some witches had walked by, killed a cat, and dumped it right in front of our church. Why did they target our church? Why did they have a coven of witches come by our church on a Sunday morning, and they had their little toy tigers, and they're sprinkling all kind of water on our church out of a bucket, and they had swords, and they were incantating, yeah, over our church. Now, why did they do that? Because we are aggressively confronting the enemy. We have a blood-bought voice. Say, my voice is blood-bought. And when you find your voice, demons will obey it. If you don't ever find your voice, yes, you're going to go on to heaven. But I tell you, you might not go in quite much victory. Demons are real. They're evil. They hate us. You cannot counsel a demon out. You must cast it out. You must evict it. You must tell it to go. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus, and because we are sons of God. How did Jesus deal with Satan in the wilderness? It is written. It is written, you wicked spirit. You are under my feet. You're not above my head. You're under my feet. And in the name of Jesus, I deal with you. And the only way you can deal with a demon. Now let me tell you, demons are in your soul. That's where they love to live. They love to live in your belly. They love to live in your central nervous system so they can control you better. If you have ever had an addiction, like to alcohol, and then you get saved in your older life like me, I had to evict that demon of alcohol. I had anger issues. I had violence. I would go into rages, and I didn't know why when I was a 2-year-old. But when I went through deliverance, the first demon that came out of me was murder. It all made sense to me.
Thank you for listening to the I Call You Blessed podcast. We hope that you have been encouraged by today's word. If you would like more information about this ministry,
visit us at icallyoubless.com. Until next time, I call you blessed.